A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
No, we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
But we always ask that you please remember, we're not experts, as we say. We are podcast hosts. And many other things, but we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you'd like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And here's where you can get more of us. Our website, forever35podcast.com, with links to everything we talk about on the show. We're on Twitter at forever35pod, Instagram at forever35podcast. And there is a Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums. And we also have a bi-weekly, two times a month.
I never know either. Bi-monthly. I think bi-weekly is every 2 weeks.
Okay.
But bi-monthly is twice a month.
There we go.
It doesn't make sense.
If someone knows, send us a message. But listen, I'm talking about our newsletter, which you can sign up for at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
And I just also want to remind everyone that ye old clock is ticking. There's only 3 more days to register for the Forever 35 happy hour on June 7th.
Look, you know Dori is serious when she drops a ye old in front of something.
You know what? You want to hear something funny?
So
my publisher sent me like a spreadsheet of everyone who had registered and like where they had bought the book from. And someone wrote, ye old Amazon shoppy.
Shut up. Shut up. I love our podcast listeners so much. Shut up.
I know.
Was that someone at your publisher who wrote that, or was that
listener? It was just like a spreadsheet of all
the
registrations.
Oh my god, Dori! I could cry.
So in like place where you bought it, someone wrote "ye old Amazon."
Dori, I don't think I could love the human beings who listen to this bonkers podcast
is
so like literally could make me cry. That's so sweet and touching that they
it really
inside
gave me a
joked
chuckle.
In the document
really gave me a big chuckle.
And I mean, ye old Amazon shoppy is a little bit of an older Forever 35 reference.
It is. So
we haven't been on the ye old Amazon shoppy in a while.
No, we haven't. So I was especially pleased to see that.
Oh, I am chuffed.
Yeah. But, you know, something else about that spreadsheet is a lot of people had bought the book at bookshop.org. And then someone DM'd me today on Instagram and they were like, hey, saw this on the bookshop.org homepage today. And my book was one of the top 15 sellers on bookshop.org last week. And that is 100% because of our listeners.
Well, look at you.
I mean,
you are about to get too famous to talk to me.
On bookshop.org. Just on bookshop.org.
That's true. I think that is wonderful. And I love that people are ordering from bookshop.org. That's how I got my book at Chevalier's too. Was through Bookshop.
Oh.
We love an independent bookseller.
We do. We do. So pre-order the book wherever you can and register at dory-shafrir.com. And that's it. And then you'll get to party with us. Woohoo!
Two party queens coming at you hot in a Zoom.
I mean,
we are going to blow dry our hair and maybe curl it.
I'm thinking we should wear like flower crowns.
Like we're going to really kind of take it back to 2013 a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Coachella fashion, I bought a bikini.
Yeah. Tell me everything because I feel like this was a bombshell that was dropped on me that I was
were
not
you
aware
surprised?
Of. Well, you know, I feel like usually you loop me in
on
these kinds of things.
We are really codependent at this point.
And I didn't know. I didn't know, but I'm excited.
The name of the game for me for the past, honestly, it's really aligned with Forever 35, has been really digging into my disordered eating, my body image, my feelings about myself, my acceptance of myself. I mean, it has been a journey. And I don't say that lightly. It has been hard. I've done a lot of work. I'm going to be doing work for the rest of my life on kind of how I feel about myself. But one thing was like comfort in bathing suits. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this stems back to my fifth grade graduation pool party where I can vividly remember wearing a t-shirt because I was so uncomfortable with my body. And I'm not even sure I could identify what I was uncomfortable with, but just that feeling of feeling like I needed to hide has been something I've carried with me my whole life. And
Specifically related to bathing suits or just in general?
I think kind of just in general, but a lot of like with body acceptance. It's taken me a long time to even feel like remotely comfortable in my skin and in my bones
and all the
other stuff, my organs, you know what's in your body. I'm 5'10" and I have a very long torso. So bathing suits have always been, and I have big boobs. Bathing suits are annoying to find that fit. And Dory, I have to pee a lot, and taking off a one-piece bathing suit to go to the bathroom is very annoying. And I know you can kind of just like slide the crotch of the bathing suit over and like wing it, but it's
I never do
really,
that.
I no. don't either.
No,
I did that when I was like 7, and my mom yelled at me, and I've like never done it again.
Really?
Yeah, I can like remember my mom was not like a yeller, but I remember she was very annoyed by that. So I like I like a two piece of a situation, but I've never really felt empowered to wear a bikini in a while. It's been a while.
Okay. You
know, kids, body changing, all that stuff.
I
found one that I like, that I feel comfortable in, and that fits my body, especially like my breasts, which don't feel like they're flopping out. And I haven't worn it yet because, you know, it's not really beach weather yet, but I feel really good in it and I am really excited about it. And like, we've talked about bathing suits a lot on this podcast.
Yeah.
I've tried a bunch of different, you know, like popular internet bathing suit brands. And
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I have to give this one, like, it hasn't been taken to the rodeo. I've just trotted around in the barn. But I haven't taken it for like a true spin.
It's in your possession.
Yeah, I've put it on. I've taken a photo of myself in it.
Okay.
Shared that photo. It's by Albion Fit. And the top is called the Hang 10 Game Changer Swim Crop. And I paired it with one of their bottoms. Let me get the exact name. Standby. It's a real high-waisted bottom. Okay, so then I paired it with their ruched high-waisted bottoms. So yeah. So I'm really, you know, I'm really embracing this, whatever this is, comfort, ease, self-acceptance, liking myself, bikini time.
I'm into this.
Thank you.
I'm into this.
Thank you. You're welcome. So that's where I'm at today.
Okay. Okay.
I will say this top, Dory, if you're interested in a top that feels comfortable on a larger breast, it feels, as you and I have discussed, I'm a triple D slash an F. And feels good. Feels snug.
Okay. Well, that's an endorsement.
Yes. So I'm going to give it a whirl this summer and I will report back after I, you know, go surfing, do all the activities I love to do, windsurfing,
paddleboarding,
taking my kayak out on the ocean. I don't do any of these things.
Windsurfing.
Oh, yeah. Kite surfing. Maybe a little snorkel or two.
Boogie boarding.
Don't say boogie boarding.
Boogie boarding. You're going to take the old boogie board out for a spin.
Oh, you know I love taking that boogie board out. I do like to do a paddle board on a lake, which I will do this summer, but it's called a SUP, which I don't understand. But
stand up paddle board.
Oh, really? That's what that's.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's all it is?
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing. Okay. All right.
Well, you know, well, learn a new thing every day, you know?
Thank you. Yeah. You know, that's right. Always be learning. Your parents are coming to visit. How do you feel about this?
Yeah. You know, I'm excited. I feel like they are making up for lost time.
Oh, man. When are they coming?
They are coming today. I mean, the day that this episode comes out, which will be over at Memorial.
They were just here. They're coming right back?
Yeah. I mean, it was 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. That feels very quick. That's wonderful.
It'll be nice. They're going to be with my sister's kids in Austin, and then they're just going to jumpity jump over to Los Angeles to see little old Henry.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Not little old Dory?
I mean, I'm like secondary.
Aw.
Which is fine, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think they are really, they're embracing their identity as grandparents.
Wow, that's awesome. That's so nice, especially after this year. That's really, really nice.
And his other grandparents were just here. So, you know, it's nice that I think he's getting some of that family time that he didn't get. Yeah. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. All right. Well, shall we take a little breakity break?
Let's take a pause, and then we've got some really fun tips and tricks from listeners.
Okay. We will be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So, Dory, you know, I love, as we just mentioned, I love learning something new. And this listener weighed in with some really important information that they wanted to share. And I think it's perfect for the pod. They write, Cat and Door, my first pause the pod moment, listening to episode 169, and I couldn't tell which guest mentioned paying for a brand name hormonal birth control because the generic made her feel nuts and didn't work for her body. I'm a reproductive rights attorney. And finally, this is my moment of utility in this space. Reproductive health, rights, and justice as self-care is quite literally my whole vibe. I love this person already. Generally, because of the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, if you have health insurance, you will have coverage for your contraceptive method of choice without cost sharing or copays. Plans can, quote, encourage you to use the generic, but if it is medically inappropriate as determined by your healthcare provider for you to use the generic, your insurer must provide a mechanism for you to get the medication you need without costs to you. And some states go even further in their protective language for patients. All this to say, and of course, depending on your situation, folks should be able to access their method of choice without cost sharing. And if a certain brand doesn't work for you, you can work with your healthcare provider and insurance company to get the medically appropriate medication. If you don't have insurance, there might be a Title X family planning clinic near you that you can probably get contraception and family planning services without cost. Depending on your state, if you're undocumented or otherwise not a citizen, a Title X clinic can help you too because they do not require verification of immigration status. Listen, thank you for this important information.
Yeah, this is really great to know.
And look, amen, reproductive health, rights, and justice is self-care. Yes, it is.
Thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah. And thank you for sharing this with us, listener.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. Oh, look at that. Look at us.
Wow.
Look at that. Sharing
We really appreciate you.
We do. It's a double appreciation moment.
All right. There is that sort of hump you have to get over of getting like special dispensation from your doctor, though, it sounds like.
Yeah. It does, which sounds annoying. I've only ever taken generic, I think, so not been in these shoes.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear a voicemail on a different topic.
Hey, Kat and Dor. So I wanted to share with y'all a couple of things I've been trying to get out of my post-pandemic style slump. So the first thing is I'm trying to wear every item of clothing in my closet. And when I get to things that I just am resisting wearing over and over again, I know it's time to donate it. So it's been kind of fun to rediscover my non-sweatpants wardrobe. And the second thing is I am challenging myself to rediscover eyeshadow, which I know a lot of people have been wearing because of masks, but I have always been scared of. And I am doing a single shadow trial where I just wear one color every day and a different color every day just to try it by itself. And it's been really fun. Yeah. So anyway, hope y'all are doing okay. And thanks for the show. I love it. Bye.
Wow.
Where is
Snarkas?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I love these little, like, I don't know, challenges that this listener has set for themselves.
I do too. And, you know, I record the podcast sitting in my closet. So now I'm looking at these clothes and I'm like, are you bringing me joy or are you bringing me down?
Oh, wow. Okay.
But what a good challenge to wear everything in your closet to really, you know, to really get a feel for what you have before you like, do what I do, which is just start like tapping away on the apps on your phone, putting things in the cart.
Yeah. Totally.
Great tips.
Totally. Great tips.
2021 eyeshadow challenge. I like that.
I know.
All right. Here is, actually, Dory, why don't you, do you want to read this?
I just read
the other one.
I would be happy to.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Hi, Kate and Dor. That's not what they said. Hi. Hi, K/D. Would love your perspective on something. A former coworker and at a time a good friend, but we've gone different ways and sort of fizzled out on good terms, is dying from stage 4 gastric cancer. I'd heard that she had cancer over the last few years. I'd reached out and said, I'm thinking about her. I've donated to the GoFundMe, etc. I know the situation is not ultimately about me, but I feel helpless. Last night, I saw a picture of her tagged on Facebook. And I realized she doesn't just have cancer. She's going to die. Like, she's wasting away. Like I said, we aren't super close anymore. But what is the protocol? Do I take the rare chance to tell someone I admire them before it's too late? I feel so awkward because there isn't really a social script for this. If she were pregnant, I'd have already mailed a pacifier and a card. So basically, I know this ultimately isn't about me, but is there something I could / should do?
Okay. So I'm glad that this listener says twice that it isn't ultimately about them. But I think it is about you. We can, like, we want it to not be about us, but let's be honest. When we see someone we know, maybe they're our age and they are dying, it triggers feelings, fear, emotions, not just about, you know, grief, not just about the relationship with that person who is ill or who's dying, but about ourselves, right? You can't look at someone that you know who is dying and not, I think, reflect on your own mortality. So I see two things here. I think what this listener is saying is, how can I reach out in a way that isn't making it about myself? And to this person, to that, I would say, I think you have done that. You have donated to the GoFundMe. You've reached out and said you were thinking about her. I think if you're right, this person is dying and they might die quickly. And also they might still be alive, but not be able to, they might still be alive, but they might not be alive in a way where they can, like, process what you want to tell them. So if you have something to say, you should say it now. And I would write a card with the expectation that that person may never read it, may never respond. I would make it about them and not about you, as you said. And then the other thing I would say is, I think you we're conditioned. Sorry, I'm on a little bit of a grief soapbox here, but you know, I love this stuff. I think we're really conditioned to be like, it's not about me, but that then takes away from us like dealing with our feelings. So separately from reaching out to this person, take time for yourself and reflect on how it makes you feel. Period. Because that is also important, and it's a part of life, and it's going to keep happening. And, you know, I think the more we really sit with our discomfort and hard feelings about this stuff, the more we're able to be present and, I don't know, a better human. Is that too much information, Dory? Did I go off?
No. No, I think that's great.
Do you have anything you want to add? I kind of monopolized that answer.
No, I mean, I feel like this is unfortunately your kind of bailiwick.
I love it. This is my zone. Look, I didn't go through a shitty nightmare of watching my mom die really fast for nothing. I like to be able to give advice
on
it.
I'm sorry to laugh.
No, you should laugh. That's the point.
Oh, come on, that right? Make me chuckle.
But but I'm serious. Like, I feel grateful that I went through that experience so that I can reflect on these kinds of things, because I understand what it's like. I still feel this way as a human too when I see people I care about or have had relationships with.
Yeah.
Even people I don't know. I can't tell you how many GoFundMe pages I've gone on where I don't know the person, but I'm still, you know, like, we're curious about death and illness and mortality. It's natural to be curious and sad and have feelings about it. So,
yeah,
that's all. All right. And I'm sorry that you're going through this. It's really hard. And I'm deeply sorry for your coworker. That's, it's awful. All right. Dor,
yes.
It's time for us to ad break it again.
Okay, let's do it.
We'll
be right back.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay.
All right,
we're back.
So I feel like this is in your wheelhouse.
Oh, it is.
All right. This person writes to us, "Howdy, K and D. Here's a question for the pod. I'm just getting into dating again after ending a long-term relationship. I've had a couple of socially distant dates with a few different people and have noticed a growing theme. A lot of people tend to dominate the conversation and turn everything around to talk more about themselves. I feel like I can't get a word in edgewise. I've gone on entire dates where people don't ask me any questions about myself, despite me doing my best to engage with them, to engage them with thoughtful questions to learn more about them. I know I can offer up information about myself, but that doesn't always feel natural in the conversation, and I would ideally want someone to be genuinely interested in me enough to ask on their own. I know this issue isn't exclusive to dating, but that's where I've noticed it the most. I don't think I'm overly meek, but it seems like I'm constantly getting talked at rather than someone having a conversation with me. Ugh. Any advice for helping sway the balance of conversations would be most appreciated."
Okay. Here we go.
Cracks her knuckles.
I don't think you need to do anything differently. I think if you're going on dates with people who aren't asking you anything about yourself, they suck. And like, there's nothing you should be doing to get them to talk to you like a human being. I wouldn't want to date someone who only talks about themselves and doesn't ask me questions, and I feel like I have to like manipulate them into asking me about myself.
Yeah.
No, you don't deserve that. You deserve someone who's like, "I want to know everything about you."
Yes.
Fuck these people. Yeah. Like, and you know what? You're gonna go on dates with those people, like, because a lot of those people are out there.
Yeah.
what I found when I was dating, and I don't know if you're dating men, if you're dating women, dating both, but I was dating men, and I found that a lot of men tended to just monopolize the conversation and would occasionally just like toss a question at me as though they'd like suddenly realized that it was like rude to just talk about themselves the whole time. But they weren't like genuinely interested. But then like every so often you do meet someone who is genuinely interested, and like those are the people that you should be devoting your time and energy to. Not people who just yammer on. Sorry, Kate, what were you going to say?
I concur. No, and I think one thing that you've talked about a lot is like when you were dating really actively, you were going on a lot of dates. And so you've said this before, it's a numbers game. So hopefully you will find that while there are many people who are terrible at conversation and dominate it and don't talk to you about yourself, that eventually the more you go on dates, the more you will find people who are better at engaging in conversation.
Yes.
But that sucks. Yeah. How annoying.
It's very annoying. I always found it annoying when like they seemed great on text or like on messaging, but then you met them IRL and they just like talked about themselves the whole time.
Ugh, I can't imagine.
You can because you've met these people.
Oh, I mean, yes, I can. But how, it's like a bait and switch almost. Like, you think you're getting one thing and then you show up for the in-person meeting and it's like, where did the person go that I was texting with? That sounds
right.
It sounds exhausting.
Okay. I do just want to raise one other thing.
There we go.
Which is that I think sometimes this dynamic is exacerbated by the other person being nervous.
Yes.
And just like talking to fill space because they don't know what else to do. So what I would say is if you go on a date with someone who seems like they're just talking, and, but you like maybe feel some sort of spark with them or you're like, I want to give this person another chance. Go out. I would go out with them again. Mm. If it happens again, then it's like, okay. But like, I think it's worth giving people another shot if you feel like it's worthwhile.
That's a good point. Look, the main character in my book is very awkward and he needs some time to warm up. So I feel like he would be this person.
But maybe. Very hot.
Like, he's hot. That's all that matters. And he has a heart of gold. Can you tell I'm in the midst of revising my book? Woof. But yeah, I agree with everything you said, Dory. I think you're a genius when it comes to dating advice, personally.
Oh, thank you.
I do.
You.
Well, I really do.
You're a genius when it comes to grief advice.
Look, together we're unstoppable. Okay, let's end on a very sweet voicemail with a hobby that I am going to confess has also been intriguing me lately.
Okay, wait, Kate.
What? We talked about this. We did. We talked about this.
I said I wanted to get into this, and you were like, really? You kind of shot me down.
I always do this. I almost can't believe it. Speaking of gaslighting, whoa, am I a gaslighter?
Like, I've been thinking about getting into this. Hello, I'm right here.
Oh my God, I'm a monster. I am a monster.
All right, let's hear this voice.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Kate from North Carolina. I just had to pause the pod and pause my bone broth making to call in because I was so excited to hear you guys talking about starting roller skating or rollerblading or skateboarding. Just in the past couple months, my friends and I have started roller skating again, and I'm 36, so it feels like it's just like a fun thing to start doing. It makes me feel young again, and it's extremely therapeutic. So I say go for it, skateboarding and rollerblading. I'm quad skating. And I mean, I'm just loving it. So hopefully there will be a Forever 35 roller skating group soon. All right. Thanks as always. You guys are amazing. Bye.
Did you note how they said in the beginning of the voicemail that we were talking about roller skating and rollerblading?
I know. Yep. Look, in my defense, it's a real stressful time over here. My brain's in a million places.
Yep.
But I did have to like quietly laugh cry as we played that voicemail because I did just try to take ownership over an idea you had. But in my defense, you did first say you wanted to rollerblade.
Yeah, but then I was also like, I could also get into roller skating, and I talked about spinoffs.
I know. No, listen, I remember now, and I'm embarrassed. You know, there is a really great roller skating rink in Glendale, California, right near us. Have you ever been?
I have never been.
It's really fun. We should go. I've been a couple times. It's a blast.
I would love to go.
And we can really see if you still got your moves.
Ooh. Is that a challenge?
Challenge, it is.
Well, this has been a hoot.
Listen, it feels good to laugh a few times a week with you.
I agree.
It really does. I mean, I really have had tears coming out of my eyes. Jesus, Louises.
I mean, it does make me chuckle.
Oh, well,
because every time you just have this like tone of wonder.
It's so earnest.
It is. It like, is.
Like I just came to it all on my own, and
but you know, poor Dory. It's interesting. If I were a more manipulative person, I would like inception you.
You could try. I feel like I would really fall for something like that.
All right. Listen, this has been fun, as per usual. You need to get out of your closet. So we're gonna go.
All right.
We love you all, listeners, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.